Reds Cardinals in game one of a three-game series. The 24-year-old Amir Garrett is making his major league debut. Bottom of the third, no score. Garrett facing Colton Wong.
Here gets the strikeout of Colton Wong. That's his first strikeout in the big leagues. I mean to tell you, he tied him up there. Peralta got a terrible swing. Garrett gets his second strikeout.
And Amir Garrett, who struck out looking in the third, will have a chance now to help himself. Here's a stretch in the pitch, and he jabs at it. Now the throw to third, and they tag him out. That's a bad base running right there by Zach Cozart.
Good play by Yadier Molina and by Peralta.
Yadier just took a look to Peralta, and you're out.
So here's Votto. Shoots this ball into right field. This is going to give the Reds the lead as Hamilton will score easily. And the Reds break through first here in the sixth, taking a 1-0 lead.
Scott Schebler on the last time up, and that was the only walk allowed by Lee. High, deep drive, hit back into left center field. That's a big run, and that's a home run.
That ball was hammered.
And that is a huge run. The Reds now with a 2-0 lead.
And that would be your final score. Amir Garrett would get the win. He's the first Red starter with six or more innings pitched and no runs in a major league debut since Wayne Simpson in 1970. Despite a brilliant performance, Mike Leake would get the loss. He struck out six and gave up an earned run in eight innings pitched. 24-year-old Amir Garrett made his MLB debut on Friday against the Cardinals. Let's hear what he had to say about his first major league outing.
I'm lost for words right now. You know, my debut couldn't be any more than what I imagined. I'm just very excited right now. My teammates played an awesome game behind me today. You know, I owe a lot to them. You know, all the guys helped me even cope with this moment before the game. They said, just breathe, you know, just go out there and pitch. And it's the same game you've been playing since you were a little kid. And, you know, my team picked me up today, and I really needed that.
Well, we've seen a lot of major league debuts where you just talked about it. Guys go out there and you don't breathe and you don't calm down your nerves. How were you able to do that beyond listening to your teammates' advice?
When I went out there, the first pitch, I just told myself, don't overthrow. I'm surprised that I didn't try to, you know, let it eat a little bit today. You know, I just went out there after the first pitch. I was like, you know what? Just do what you do, you know, and then just let the hitter get themselves out. And I wasn't trying to overthrow too much today. And it's actually kind of crazy because when I went in to the game, I just knew, like, I wasn't as amped up as I thought I would be. My heart wasn't racing. It was just like, it was just another day, another game. So, you know, that helped a lot. And I was just able just to, you know, just go out there and be myself.
You've been a strike thrower. You were awfully aggressive tonight. Was that something? Everyone says they want to be aggressive. Doing it is another thing. You and Tucker, did you talk about being aggressive tonight? And was that the key? What was the key to your entire outing tonight?
That was my changeup. You know, that was definitely a good pitch for me. Me and Tucker just talked before the game and said, you know, just pitch to my strengths instead of their weaknesses. And that's all I tried to do today. You know, I tried to go in a lot, you know, keep them off balance with the changeup. And I was able to do that. And, you know, it felt really good.
We gave a shout out to your dad tonight, I'm sure watching. And you dedicated this season to your grandfather. He'd be mighty proud of you right now. You know that, right?
They would, man. I'm just, you know, I don't know what to say today. You know, I wish my dad was here, but, you know, circumstances happen. But, you know, he was watching. I know he's proud right now.
And Dozer would be proud, too, your dog.
Oh, that's my boy. I know he's happy right now. He's getting extra treats when I get home.
Congratulations, Amir Garrett. An outstanding debut. You were fun to watch tonight.
Thank you so much.
Reds manager Brian Price was happy to see his team come out with the victory. Here's what the Reds manager had to say.
It was phenomenal. You know, he ends up walking the first hitter, and after that just really was sharp. I mean, he threw a lot of quality pitches. He did a good job controlling the running game and pounded the zone. You know, those are the things that you got to do. If you're going to pitch up here, you got to throw it over the plate and let the hitters tell you, you know, what you need to work on. And he had a good rapport with Barney, just locked in on making pitches, and that's really the way he got here. It was just determination and not being afraid of throwing the ball over the plate.
He stayed ahead of most all the hitters. He didn't fall behind much. I thought that was a big key for him.
Yeah, it really comes down to the ability to throw the ball over the plate and work ahead, and then you can create a bigger strike zone for the hitter. They have a lot bigger area in which to protect. It doesn't work so well the other way around. So he did that. He went right after. He made a lot of good pitches inside to the right-handed hitters. He had a better changeup going today and a slider. And really, the good part of the whole thing was, you know, he never got himself into a big, you know, big batch of trouble. And, you know, that time will come where he's going to have to dig himself out of some holes, but today he didn't really have to.
You manufactured the run in the sixth inning, but that home run by Shelvin was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was big. You know, I mean, for whatever reason, Cardinals just don't go away. You know, we play them. It doesn't matter if you get down by – if you get up by a couple, two, three, four, five runs, they always seem to make a push. And we're aware of that. And even when it came down to Carpenter, you know, grinds out a walk and gets Piscotty, you know, and all of a sudden one pitch away from being a tie ball game. So we know them well. Just the fact that we were able to limit what they were able to do today was a great way to start the series.
Hamilton, I know he gives a lot of teams trouble, but he seems to do it against the Cardinals as well as anybody. He's stolen more bases on Molina than anybody else in the game. What has allowed him to have so much success against St. Louis?
Well, I wish I could answer that, because if I had a recipe, I'd be giving it to everybody here, you know, because we've had some challenges playing here in St. Louis. But, you know, there's a newness to this team. You know, we don't have a lot of guys here that have a long memory of, you know, of time in St. Louis. And with Billy, I think he's gotten a better understanding of the strike zone. You know, I don't think you steal bases off Molina anyway. I think you steal bases off the pitchers.
There's a play in the sixth, I think, where Kozar got picked off of third by Molina.
Mm-hmm.
And Garrett missed the bunt. Was that just a squeeze?
No, it was a safety squeeze, and, you know, and Zach followed Peralta down the third baseline, and so it wasn't a suicide squeeze. He wasn't coming on the pitch, but he followed the third baseman down. He got a little too far, and Peralta was able to get back behind him, and Molina made a great throw. So it's a good play on their part. You know, we got a little bit over-aggressive there, but they're the type of team that can exploit that aggressiveness with Molina behind the plate.
I know we didn't get to see a lot in spring, but is Amir, how is he at bunting?
Not bad. Actually got a couple bunts down this spring. And the whole thing with that play is that, you know, it's not a demand that you've got to bunt any particular pitch on that play. It's if you get a strike, you can make an attempt to bunt it. You'd like to bunt it to the first base side in a perfect situation. And it's also not a situation where we have to go if the ball's bunted fair on the ground. So it's a play that, you know, a lot of teams run and run effectively, and we're trying to kind of grow into it ourselves.
Billy Hamilton went 2-for-4 with a run tonight. Here's what the speedster had to say about his team's victory.
Yeah, you know, the main thing is quick. I mean, Lick is one of those guys who holds you on pretty good. He's quick. Yadi wanted the best catcher in the game. And, you know, the first time I got on base, I really wanted to go. But that's what Hatcher told me. He said, listen, don't force anything. Just pick your pitch out if you want to go. If you don't want to go, but don't be crazy and just run into an out when he's a 1-0 every single time, and Yadi's good. So, and that's why I said I knew I had to pick a pitch, and the first one came up, and I got a good jump and everything. So, like I said, it was still a bang bang. So that's how you know how close it is.
And Yadi got a really good response. I mean, he threw it pretty quickly. He didn't, you know, you beat the throw, but he was pretty quick with his throw.
Yes, I'm saying, because like you also got to credit Leak too when he's a 1-0, 1-1 to the plate every single time, and put the ball right there where he can just come up and catch it. But like I said, it's just those guys work together really good. So it's just for me just to not force anything, not try to run every single pitch. And like I said, I had a whole at bat where I didn't go. And it's just something that I've learned over the course of the years, not just running to it out every single time.
Do you get a sense of increased kind of awareness when it's Molina? I mean, you're 24 or 26 on steal attempts against him. Nobody has stolen more bases against him than you. Does it raise your game up knowing that he's a guy who tends to throw out a lot of guys who steal?
I really don't care who's catching, to be honest with you. I'm going to steal single base every single time, no matter who's catching, no matter who's pitching. Like, I have the same confidence on no matter who's back there. So for me, just to do that, it gives me makes me better on the first base, makes me want to get a good jump, makes me want to get out there and get a bigger lead and make a save. Like I said, it's just not because it's Yadi, but it's just because I want to get to the base.
Do you think you would have scored from first on that double if you wouldn't have stolen?
Well,
it was pretty deep in the corner there.
Well, I really wasn't watching that and see where it landed. I mean, my job was to get home no matter what the situation was. So for me, if I go back and look at it, I can tell you more about it. But I really was just focusing on getting around the bases and making sure that he didn't catch it. So like I said, Hatcher, my third base coach, had me going, so I really didn't pay attention to it.